July 26. We have a more sure word of prophecy. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:16. The apostle was well qualified to speak of the purposes of God concerning the human race, for during the earthly ministry of Christ he had seen and heard much that pertained to the kingdom of God. We have not followed cunningly devised fables, he reminded the believers, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the mount. Yet convincing as was this evidence of the certainty of the believer's hope, there was another still more convincing in the witness of prophecy through which the faith of all must be confirmed and securely anchored. We have also, Peter declared, a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. While exalting the sure word of prophecy as a safe guide in times of peril, the apostle solemnly warned the church against the torch of false prophecy, which would be uplifted by false teachers, who would privily bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord. 2 Peter 2:1. These false teachers arising in the church and accounted true by many of their brethren in the faith, the apostle compared to wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. The latter end is worse with them, he declared, than the beginning, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them. Not all, however, would be ensnared by the enemy's devices. As the end of all things earthly should approach, there would be faithful ones able to discern the signs of the times, while a large number of professing believers would deny their faith by their works. There would be a remnant who would endure to the end. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Acts the Apostles, page 534 to 536.